So let's talk about The Idol. This is going to be the show of the summer, most controversial show, right? So we've already, I feel like we've discussed The Idol so many times, but we are here. We are 2 days away from getting the show that everybody's saying this show is pure controversy. And I'm here ready to say, let's see what this is about. So I will be checking out the show. You know, that's one of the things with me. I'm going to check it out because it's something we have to discuss. We have to talk about it. And a lot of people who have been watching my videos have been wanting me to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it. That's just how it is. Like, we're going to talk about The Flash as well. That's a whole other thing. We'll talk about that another time. But The Idol, of course, premiered at Cannes earlier this year. Huge reception, I guess, if you want to say. Everything gets a standing ovation at Cannes. So for the most part, I'm not too like, oh my God, The Idol's about to like break boundaries. It's about to be this whole new show, you know? I'm going in with it. This is a show, and we're gonna see how it goes. It is coming off the heels of two very huge shows, however, from HBO, which are Barry and also Succession. On one hand, I think Barry ended pretty good, and on another hand, I think Succession is one of the my I don't know if it's my favorite show of all time. It might just be, but I think Succession is definitely a big shoe to fill for sure. And so we're definitely gonna see how The Idol is going to handle that once it does release. So some quick backstory here on the controversy of The Idol is that apparently there was another person involved here. I believe their name was Amy Simons, and they were doing the show and everything. Apparently they had shot some stuff. The amount of footage or whatever they shot is still not really clarified, but apparently there was some shot. And then Avelle, who is The Weeknd, came in and said, "You know what? It's not feeling. I'm not feeling this. This is not what I'm feeling the show needs to be." And apparently they went ahead and got Sam Levinson to come in here and make it more of what The Weeknd had envisioned before. Apparently Amy Simons' vision was more closer to Jocelyn being the central focus, and Avelle felt that his character Tedros was kind of a little bit pushed to the side. This is all he said. She said, "We don't have the full story just yet." But then came the whole controversy when we heard that they said that Sam Levinson had made the show something it definitely should have never been, and that was a little bit more, they said, sexual, and some people didn't feel so comfortable with it. Some people said that it pushed a little bit too far. And so we had that whole controversy right before the Cannes premiere. Now, Lily Rose Depp and Avelle The Weeknd came out in support of Sam Levinson. They said that there was actually nothing wrong with what was going on, and they were in full support of the final product. So the show finally releases at Cannes, has its premiere and all of that, gets a standing ovation. Everything gets a standing ovation though. So I don't really care about standing ovations at Cannes, right? It premieres and it gets the first reviews out there. It has a 25% currently on Rotten Tomatoes, and it had a 9% when it first premiered. So I don't know how we're gonna have this score go up or down as more of these reviews come out. I didn't get a screeners or anything for this, so I don't know if anybody else did. So I'm not too sure exactly how many critics watched it already or how many are going to be watching it once it does premiere. I told y'all I'll be watching it and we'll be seeing what happens, but we did get a new song released though from The Weeknd for this song called Popular that will be, I guess, one of the songs on the Idol soundtrack. It has Playboi Carti and it has Madonna. It's pretty decent, I will say. I was expecting a little bit more, but we'll definitely see once the show premieres what we get from The Weeknd music-wise and what other artists might be on here. So we do have a new article that just came out. This was Lily Rose Depp talking about The Weeknd, and sort of staying away from him when he was full on Tedros. So they asked her about if anybody had gone method for the show. So this is what she had to say. And if you don't know what method is, it's basically when an actor just is fully immersed in a role all the time from beginning to end. Doesn't come out of that character even after the camera cuts. They still are in that character in order to continually give us a fully immersive experience. Now, I don't stand anywhere with method actor or anything like that. I'm not an actor. I just don't understand the method acting of it because I think you would be able to snap out and snap in. But you know, whatever you decide to do, if you're an actor, that's your business. But This is what she had to say about that. I don't think anybody went full method. Nobody lost their minds. Well, sometimes when Abel would get, I don't want to reveal too much about where Abel's character goes, but when he would be in full Tedros mode, sometimes I would steer clear from him. I'd be like, he's in his zone right now. And so that was definitely interesting to hear about that, because we had just talked about earlier in another video we did for the idol about Avel talking about how he lost his voice due to not being able to come out of this character that is Tedros. And this is what he had to say about that. This was talking to W Magazine, by the way. He said, I had to take off the Weeknd outfit, put on Tedros' wig, shoot with Jocelyn, then go back to being the Weeknd. It was tough to go from one head to another. Then, after the concert, I lost my voice. No voice came out at all. That's never happened to me. My theory is that I forgot how to sing because I was playing Tedros, a character who doesn't know how to sing. I may be looking too deeply into this, but it was terrifying. As the Weeknd, I've never skipped a concert. I've performed with the flu, I'll die on that stage, but there was something very complicated going on with my mind at that moment. So that's definitely interesting to hear. We'll definitely see how the Weeknd's character Tedros is. Like I said, the controversies and everything continue to arise for this show. Many people saying they're not going to watch it or not. Like I said, we'll be watching, we'll be talking about it weekly. So make sure you tune into those videos after the show every week on Sundays because we will be discussing this show and everything about it. I already have a video talking about the first two episodes if you want to go check out the descriptions for them because they were put up after the premiere Cannes. And so if you want to go check out what the episodes are all about, there's definitely the videos for you to go check out on our channel. But as always, that's going to do it for us. Let us know what you think about the Weeknd's new show with Lily Rose Depp, Sam Levinson, and a slew of other actors in here and musicians, even Jennie from Blackpink as well, in the comments or wherever you're watching us on Spotify. Make sure that you are also checking out our merch that just dropped, our Vote for Pearl shirt. It is definitely a shirt that you should pick up because you gotta go for Pearl. And if you're a horror fan, you know who I'm talking about. So definitely go check that out. Make sure you're following us and subscribed on YouTube. We are running a giveaway at 28,000 subscribers. We will announce the winner. To be entered into the giveaway, all you have to do is be subscribed and comment on the videos or wherever that you want to enter the giveaway. And I will be announcing the winner at 28,000. So less than 300 to go. But as always, that is going to do it for me. I'll see all of you next time. Stay safe, stay positive, y'all.